Jesus said, "The true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such does the Father seek to be his worshipers." John chapter 4 and verse 23. The term and or expression of worship in the Law and the Prophets was a reverential attitude of mind or body or both, combined with a more generic notion of religious adoration, obedience, or service. In the New Testament, the term is used as to make obeisance, due reverence to, or to revere, stressing the feeling of awe or devotion. The term worship is nowhere specifically defined in Scripture, like sin, which is a transgression of law. However, a consideration of the terms used to describe the action of worship shows that it is not confined to praise. Broadly, it may be regarded as a direct acknowledgement to God of His nature, attributes, ways, and claims, whether by the outgoing of the heart in praise and thanksgiving, or by deeds done in such acknowledgement. Many today consider worship to be an act that brings them pleasure or makes them feel good. However, Jesus identified the true nature of worship when he said, "The true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth." If only in truth, then the worship is mere formalism. If only in spirit, or from the standpoint of the man, it is vain. That is basically what the prophecy of Isaiah entailed when he said, "This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men." Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. Thus, truth, coupled with a heart that directly acknowledges God, His nature, attributes, ways, and claims, turns vain worship into acceptable worship. Since the Scriptures attest to the fact that there is a vain worship and a successful worship, would it not behoove us to know what makes worship acceptable to God? Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the angel of the Lord when he told the Apostle John, "Worship God." Revelation 22 and verse 9.